tomorrow marks 5 years since the shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School that killed 20 children and six educators. Mark Barton is the father of six-year-old Daniel Barton, who died in that shooting. He co-founded the advocacy group Sandy Hook Promise after the shooting. WSHU's Davis Donovan spoke with him about the work he's done in his son's name for the past 5 years.
Sandy Hook Promise advocates for ways to prevent mass shootings. Barton and I first spoke last year when the group launched a campaign to encourage people to notice the warning signs of a mass shooter, like isolation and bullying. Sandy Hook Promise released a new PSA this week. It's a mock news report set the day before a mass shooting. It's uncomfortable to watch.
You know, after the shooting, we're going to feel pretty bad about picking on him, but until then, we'll probably just keep doing it because he's pretty weird.
And I'm now joined by the officers who will be the first responders tomorrow. What additional details can you share with us?
Well, someone is expected to tell us after the shooting that the shooter has been posting on social media about doing this for weeks.
This is Christine Lynn, reporting from the scene of another shooting. We'll say we never saw coming.
It should be uncomfortable to watch. Gun violence, gun-related tragedies, and certainly school shootings, there's nothing comfortable about any of that. There's such a valuable lesson, though, in that, you know, every day has the potential to be the day before. And with that comes the potential to make an intervention to prevent that tragedy from happening. When folks are trained to recognize those signs, they can make an intervention to direct that person to help before that person picks up a firearm and hurts himself or somebody else.
What kind of an effect or a legacy do you see these PSAs and these associated work that you've been doing, what kind of an effect or legacy do you see this having?
We now have anecdotal evidence from the field that we have indeed prevented school shootings in the planning stages from students following the model and taking the next steps to avert a tragedy. I know of two incidents in Ohio where a horrible tragedy was being planned and in the final planning stages. And in one case, an eighth grade student who had been trained in the Say Something program followed the model and was able to make an intervention and stop something in the final planning stages before it was carried out.
We met last year and we talked about doing this work for Daniel. And what does this 5 years of work mean for you and for Daniel's legacy?
The work that I am doing with Sandy Hook Promise is a very special, deeply personal, very valuable and genuine way to honor the beautiful spirit that my little Daniel was. He was an exceptionally compassionate little boy. He had a very developed sense of awareness of others. I just feel that I owe it to him to continue that for him. And I can do that through the work that we do with Sandy Hook Promise. I can look out for other people and save lives in Daniel's name. And nothing takes away the pain of losing my sweet little boy, nothing. But this is a way that I can at least try to do some good and reach others in a positive way in honor of my little Daniel.
In the 5 years since the tragedy, and really in the past few months with Sutherland Springs, Las Vegas, we've seen so many of these mass shootings. I mean, what do you think when you see these just seem to become almost an everyday occurrence?
It's hard for me to lump them all into a category. I kind of take each one of them very personally and one at a time. And I kind of go through my own process of grieving for the victims and the families of the victims, knowing all too well the journey that they are embarking on. I just feel such a deep remorse and connection with these people. And yeah, it's very easy and I think natural to feel defeated when I invest every fiber of my own personal resources into this work, into preventing that from happening, and then to watch it happen with increasing frequency it's frustrating, it's discouraging, it's heartbreaking. And then I have to kind of recalibrate my psyche and remind myself that we are having a positive impact and it is happening less because of the work that we're doing, and we are preventing it from happening, and we will continue to grow and save more lives as we continue to grow and scale. So I have to remind myself of that in the midst of these ongoing tragedies.
You know, you have a community of families and survivors, and I imagine that you must have those people who you can turn to for support as well.
Yeah, I do. I feel I do. And I hope that other survivors and communities of survivors would feel that they can turn to me as well.
Where do you see your work 10, 20 years down the road?
We are looking at this through a multi-generational lens. Social change takes time. We liken our work to the great work that's been done with marriage equality, drinking and driving, or recycling, or all the way back to civil rights. You know, these are all movements that have seen tremendous progress. All works in progress. You know, we're not all the way there with any of those, but you know, with the work that we are doing, we are training people how to recognize the telltale warning signs and take the next step. And there are so many different ways that folks can join us and support us and help us do that great work and continue to grow and save more lives.
That was Mark Barden, co-founder of Sandy Hook Promise, speaking with WSHU's Davis Donovan.